Hello. Welcome back to the Sad Moms Club. In case you're new here, my name is Joni Libert. I am a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner student at the University of Utah. I graduate in May, Cinco de Mayo. It's about a month away. I'm very excited. And then I'll be taking patients of my own to do diagnosis, medication, and therapy. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're going to talk today about how to find a maternal mental health therapist. I like to have episodes where I have guests on, and I have several recorded already, but I haven't edited them in time for the guests to then listen, okay it, and then for me to post it. So this week you're getting a really short episode, hopefully we'll see, with just me talking about how to find a therapist, because this is the number one question I get in my DMs is, can you help me find a therapist? Which I do, and I'm super happy to do it, but this is what I do every time, so I might as well just tell you what I do. First, I just want to say, I think everyone can benefit from therapy. I go to therapy. I've been to therapy off and on over the years for various things that come up. And it is a different relationship than a friend, because they can push back and they can observe. And yeah, they just offer a different kind of support that a friend can't offer. I think everyone should be in therapy. If you've never been, or if you've had a bad experience, it should be a good experience. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, so I'm going to talk about three different ways you can find a therapist. Two of them apply to you no matter where you live. And one of them is specific to Utah, because that is where I live and work and focus on, is women who live in Utah. A few things to keep in mind. First, there are therapists available. There are. I promise you. Everyone always says everyone's booked out so long. That's like true in some places, but not every single therapist is booked out, at least in Utah. Maybe that's true in other places. I still don't think so, especially with telehealth being so common now since COVID, you can find someone to work with. Which brings me to my second point. They might be online. They might not be in your city. So you have to be aware that you may need to expand your search a little bit, which is something you can do with all of these different avenues to find a therapist. Especially if you live in a rural area, you will likely do online therapy, which is totally fine. I've built great relationships with clients I've only ever met online. And then number three, I would just remember, seeing an intern or student may be in your best interest if that's all that is available at the time. You can always start with the student and then move over to someone else if you find it's not a good fit, or if you're on the waiting list for someone that you really want to work with and their availability opens up. I just would remember, it's more about the relationship than anything else. So if you get along with them, whether they're a student or they've been working for 30 years, that's what matters. If you do not like them or don't get along with them, then you will probably not have a good therapeutic experience. Okay, first resource that we're going to talk about is the PSI helpline. I've talked about this multiple times. I'll link it in the show notes, because I've listed off the number before and I'm like, no one's writing this down. I don't know why I'm reading it. So I'll link in the show notes. There's like a call version and a text version. If you speak Spanish, there's a Spanish version as well. This is my number one recommendation to find a maternal mental health therapist, because that's what Postpartum Support International is all about, is maternal mental health. What's really cool about them is they can do the legwork for you. And I didn't really fully understand this until like the last few months, as I've talked to people who volunteer and people who have called themselves, that you're going to get this great therapeutic interaction in the first place. Just talking to someone who gets it, who can remind you you're not alone, but then they can get your insurance and find places that are taking clients right now. One person on the last episode that I posted, Louisa, said that she got an email with a list of therapists the next day, and then she just called and found one and then was in the next week. So that's the first place I tell people to go to when they DM me or text me about finding a therapist, because wherever you live in the country, that resource is available to you. Along with the helpline, there is a PSI directory, which I will link as well. Any provider who completes the PSI two-day training gets to put their name in this directory. So this is another great resource. And as I'm looking at it, it has a lot of the same filtering options that these other resources have. So you can filter by your insurance. It says whether they're accepting new clients or not. You can also filter by like other specialties like abortion or interpersonal violence or military families or NICU or paternal depression. There's all sorts of specialties that people can mark. Yeah. So PSI directory, I always forget about it. mostly because in Utah, we have that maternalmentalhealth.utah.gov that I'm going to talk about next. You can definitely use that as a resource, and it's fantastic. Also, just as a reminder, Postpartum Support International is an awesome resource regardless. If you maybe don't have insurance at all, or if you're in between insurances, or if you just don't feel like you can do therapy because you've never done it and you're scared, whatever, you can start with going to a support group, which they're all online. So I bet you could just leave your video off if you're really scared to go and just listen at first. But let me read a few of the support groups they offer. So, and I've talked about these before, I'll just mention a few. Adoptive and foster parents support for the early years, birth trauma support, perinatal mood support for moms. That's like pregnancy and postpartum. And that could be like if you're having postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, etc. Perinatal OCD support for moms. Postpartum psychosis support for moms. Queer and trans parent support group. Single perinatal parent support group. I think that means like you are single. Support for parents of high needs babies. Support for parents of 1 to 4 year old children. I've actually never read that one before. That's good to know. Mental health support for special needs and medically fragile parenting. Fertility challenges, pregnancy after loss support, pregnancy after stillbirth and early infant loss, termination for medical reasons, stillbirth and infant loss support for parents. You can see there really is something for everyone. So I will link this separately where it has all the list of the support groups. So that's the first one. First one, call PSI or use their PSI directory to find a therapist. If you call, you're going to get connected with a local volunteer who can help you find your local resources. Second, this one's a specific one to Utah, so I'll try to go over more briefly. It's called maternalmentalhealth.utah.gov, and it was created by the Utah Department of Health. And it's just anyone in the state who has been trained by PSI. So it's not just therapists. There's like doulas, there's physicians, there's educators, there's lactation consultants. There's all sorts of people on there. If you're looking for a therapist, you filter by like counselor or let me just see what the word is. Counselor slash psychotherapist. I want you to go there. And then I want you to filter by your insurance and just see who comes up. You can then just start calling people. Oh, and I was also going to say, it's a great way to find support groups that are local to Utah because there's a filter for that option as well. Okay, third and final one is psychologytoday.com. So this one's more general and you can really use it for any type of therapy you're looking for. I show it to patients probably 3 times a day because people are like, oh yeah, I've heard of that, but it's really overwhelming. And then I point out the filters and then they're like, oh my gosh, this is so helpful. Psychologytoday.com, you get on there, type in your location. Now, it's going to show you online options too, so just be aware of that. Then I want you to filter by insurance if you have it, and then gender. I always say that because I know I prefer to see women. If you don't care, then don't filter by gender. The next filter I want you to look at is called issues. Specifically, if you're a mom, you can filter by pregnancy, prenatal, and postpartum, or you can filter by women's issues as well. Other examples of issues, I don't really love that word. Other examples of things you might go to therapy for are parenting help, grief, eating disorders, marriage counseling, codependency, etc. There's a few more filters. Like if you're looking for your teenager, you can filter by people who specialize in teen work. If you are looking for someone with a specific religion, you can filter by that. If you're only self-pay and you need to filter by how much you can pay, you can filter by that. You can filter by language. So there's a lot of filters. Just make sure you like really explore it so you can narrow down your search to only a few options. Then I want you to click on the people that you see, read their bios, and see who you might connect with. So then this is my last piece of advice that I offer for any of these avenues you use. First, just keep in mind this is going to take a minute. Don't plan on this taking 5 minutes and you're going to have someone. I would say plan for an hour. Sometimes it's nice to just plan it in the morning if you have that morning available, because you just get the hardest thing out of the way in the beginning of the day, because no one likes doing this. I want you to call a few of them and make a few appointments. Let's say you have 5 places on your list and you call the first one. They're like, oh, sorry, we're booked. Okay, call the second one. Oh yeah, we have somebody. They can see you in a week and a half. Perfect, let's schedule that one. And then you call someone else and they say, yeah, they're available in 3 days. Schedule that one. I would say schedule a few, because then you can see who you can hit it off with. And you can always cancel the other ones. Most people have 24-hour cancellation policies. So you will likely have the opportunity to cancel beforehand. Last thing is, if you feel like you can't do it, ask someone for help. Especially women during this period. People are always like asking, how can I help? How can I help? And this is like a real way someone can help. You could say, hey, this is my insurance. I need to find a therapist. Could you call the PSI helpline and gather a list of therapists for me? People can really be helpful in that way. And this is not an uncommon thing. Moms can call, friends can call, partners can call. You can also just like send them this podcast and say, can you help me find a therapist? Here's my insurance. Thanks. So I think that's pretty much it. Finding a therapist can be stressful. No one likes doing it. I recently put it off for like a month and then I finally did it. So I get it. But if you are feeling like you need that help, you probably do need that help. And you're going to find someone that you really hit it off with. If you've had a bad experience, I really, really encourage you to give it a go again, because it's likely that you did not have the right person. I've had a couple bad experiences and I just didn't go back, but it didn't ruin therapy for me in general. It'd be like if you met one human being and they were a jerk and you're like, all human beings are jerks. It's like, no, there's just some that you don't hit it off with and there's some that you do hit it off with. I don't know if that's a good comparison, but that is all I have today. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Deirdre Conway on. I hope I'm saying her name right. Deirdre. There's a lot of vowels in her name, so I get a little nervous. She's a physician at the Utah Fertility Center, and they're kind of all over Utah. She's a reproductive endocrinologist. She answers a lot of questions about kind of starting an infertility journey, some common procedures they do, what a first appointment looks like. What else does she talk about? There's a ton. She's really cool and so nice. You guys will really like her. I tried to collect some questions a couple months back when I knew I was going to interview her. So she answers a lot of the questions that people have specifically mentioned that they wanted talked about. Come back next Wednesday and we'll talk to Dr. Conway. Okay, have a great week.